listeners to Bruin Radio, a half-hour high school student-focused segment on Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIW, out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting to you on 100.7 LPFM. Content for this program is provided by the Brookings Harbor High School, with student and parent or guardian permission and the approval of school administration. Thank you for listening.
This is Bruin News with Miranda Wolfers.
And Donovan Matthew Piscatello McFarland. And no, not the teacher.
The post-secondary week went off with a bang last week, and we have the winners for you today.
First place is Mr. Shelter's class. Woohoo! Love you, Shelter. Second place is Miss Prizer's class. Never met you, but I'm so happy. Third place, Miss Shearer's class. So proud of you. Lots of love and positivity towards you all. Thank you so much for doing that for all of us, and you know what? I am greatly happy for these people to win.
And even for those who didn't win, great job to all the students who worked so hard in their doors. Good job, everyone, and great work.
Exactly. This week is campaign week for student body elections. Nominees are hanging up posters, giving out t-shirts, and persuading the student body to vote for them. This year is special because we have 40 students running for 23 positions. It's amazing. It's the first time we've ever seen this, and current ASB president was blown away by how many students are wanting to make a difference at our school. This Friday's election day, where each class will walk down to the gym and vote for their class officers and for their ASB officers.
This Saturday is the Brookings Harbor High School Junior-Senior Prom, Race Against Time. This year's high school prom will be held at the Smith River Howanquett Hall on April 29th. The theme will be a race against time, which will consist of clocks, and more clocks to represent how fast time flies when you're having fun. This evening event will include games such as poker with chips and minute-long games, as well as multiple snack selections to keep the tummies from rumbling. Also, for those of you looking for a way to remember this fine night, photographer Diana Lay will be there to take pictures. The prices will range from $10 to $40, depending on the choice of package. To get the prize form in advance, go buy your prom tickets at the office before school. Singles will be $25 and couples are $40. The dance will kick off at 8 p.m. and will end at midnight. This evening event will include games such as poker with chips and minute-long games, as well as multiple snack selections to keep the tummies from rumbling. Also, for those of you looking for a way to remember this fine night, photographer Diana Lay will be there to take pictures. The prices will range from $10 to $40, depending on the price of package. To get the prize form in advance, go buy your prom tickets at the office before school. Singles are $25, couples are $40. The dance will take...
Pause. Yes. Let's make sure we say dollars.
Yeah. Singles will be $25 and couples are $40. The dance will kick off at 8 p.m. and will end at midnight. At the door, there will be a box for each person on this year's prom court, and when each student arrives, they will be given a small rock and will put it in the box of their choice, which is how voting will be sorted. About halfway through the evening, the deciding stones will be counted, and the prom king and queen will be announced. The junior class is promising all those attending prom a safe environment, and to ensure this promise, students will have to pass a staff-administered breathalyzer test at the door. Also, if you're planning on taking a date who isn't enrolled at Brookings Harbor High School, make sure to fill out and turn in a visitor form to the front office beforehand, for your date will not be able to attend if done after Friday, April 28th. All right, that is all. Hope to see you there. And to community members, if you have any formal wear lying around, such as belts, dress shoes, tuxedos, etc., donations will be welcomed with open arms. Contact the Brookings Harbor High School office to make your donation. Next week will be Teacher Appreciation Week. A pizza and salad luncheon for teachers will be in the break room on Wednesday, provided by Brandon Hodges of Edward Jones Investments.
And that's it for this week's Bruin News.
One of the student nominees for an Associated Student Body position has asked us to air the following campaign message.
Hi, I'm Chintana Earth Laha Suriku. I'm running for student body vice president of the junior class of 2018. Vote for Earth, he's not a bag of dirt. You'll better vote for me or you'll be stuffed with broccoli. I approve this message.
That was a campaign message from junior class vice president nominee, Chintanai Earth Lauhasariku.
Hi, this is Eliezer Whiting. I just started working here at Blackwood Community Radio, and I will begin my public news broadcasting soon. I will be covering local news, events, and various other items of interest in my reports. Subscribe to this channel to be one of the first to hear my inaugural recording. How did that sound, Eva? Sounds good, Eliezer, but you forgot to turn off the microphone. Oh, right.
Did you know that you can easily create your own music? An anonymous Brookings Harbor High School staff member created the music you just heard using a free online tool called Tone Matrix by Audio Tool. If you are a student who can sing or create music, or if you know such a student, encourage them to contact Mr. Merritt, Mr. Tipman, or Mr. Cooper. We would love to share original student music and songs on Bruin Radio for intermissions, bumper music, and feature music as part of the show. As part of a continuing celebration of April's National Poetry Month, and in partnership with BHHS Library Aide Crystal Gregory and District Librarian Patty Clark, we bring you more powerful poetry written and read by the students of Brookings Harbor High School. Anonymous poems, or poems that the author declined to read themselves, are performed by Bruin Radio show host Miranda Wolfers.
So I'm Carmen Ryan, and this is a poem called A Millennial Manifesto. And I wrote it because I feel like I kind of get lumped into this massive stereotype regarding millennials that we're just lazy and entitled and we just want life to be handed to us on a silver platter. But in my experience, that isn't true. I know plenty of people my age or around my age that are really hardworking and that earned everything that they have. So this is what this poem's about. Tell me how entitled I am when I'm up to my eyes in stress and minimum wage isn't going to pay the rent. Say that I'm pampered when I'll have to work two jobs just to put myself through university. Sit in your lazy boy, lazy man, and put all the blame on me. It's because of us spoiled millennials that this economy's barely alive. But most of us were toddlers and fetuses when the country took a nosedive. Tell me, was it when you dropped us off at nursery that we put the nation into debt? Or maybe when I came into this world, I drove home in a Camaro. I forget, because you see, when you single-handedly destroyed the country you would pass on to your kids, you were raising the generation that you would push the blame on. So afraid of owning up to your own mistakes that you point the hatred to your own children, accusing them of entitlement with nothing but a plastic trophy as a consolation prize that you constantly remind them they don't even deserve. I can't believe my eyes when I see a grown woman throwing a tantrum in a McDonald's line, then turning to her child and calling them a brat. It happens all the time. But when I speak up about national debt, I'm called a triggered snowflake. I'm told have some respect for my elders, but guess what? They don't respect me. Old women roll their eyes at my hair while their husbands stare at my body. If I'm entitled, it's to my opinion and to my American rights. I'm entitled to a voice. I'm entitled to a fight, so old men, look away from me. Look at your wives instead, who can stop being shocked by my hair. They're only jealous that I have hair left. To the woman throwing a fit in the fast food place, why don't you jump behind the counter? You wouldn't last a day in my apron or my shoes, so instead of working my job, you can work on being a decent human and a mediocre mom. Lastly, the man kicked back in the recliner. You complain constantly about my generation, but call me the whiner. Some millennial, please put your expensive math degree to use, because that situation doesn't add up. Excuse the snark and the bite, but I'm sick to tears of bearing the blame of all mistakes made in the past 40 years.
A poem by Brookings Harbor High School student Avery Wynn. You can't be somebody else. The best you you can be is you. With all your flaws, because that's you. We lose, we win, we adapt. We learn, because that's what makes us. Us, and makes you. You, so. Why be something you're not when you can be something you've already been? Because you can only be you. I know you don't want to be you at times, but why? Why? If that doesn't make you, then why be you? If you don't be you, who will be you?
We now return to the powerful poetry segment of our Bruin Radio Show, with poetry written and read by students of the Brookings Harbor High School.
Hello, my name is Donovan Matthew Piscatella McFarland, and today I'm going to be reading my poem. It's called Open Doors. This poem was inspired by basically a time in my life when it was just going downhill. It was just very dark, and I wanted to write something that could keep me up and positive, and you know what? It actually worked. Amazing. It worked 100%. And I hope that people who are going through depression, anybody out there who's listening to this, I hope this poem will at least help you a little bit. The life we choose is a golden, but the choices that we make are made what we think. Am I ready to step out the real world? Do I know where to go? Are there open doors open for me to go through? Do I need a pencil to remember things? How could I ever do this without my voices? I really want an answer. Please answer now. How can I really take this chance to prove myself with all of my power? When there may be open doors waiting for me, I need to get through this mess full of negativity and ashes of the hateful. I really want this to work out all right. How do I do it? Believe in yourself. Don't leave so soon. There's so much to see. Just believe. Just believe in me. I can do it. The open doors will wait and come to me no matter what. Don't leave me now. I can do it. Just trust me. I'll show you who I really am in the inside. I'm not a gray area. I'm a rainbow way brighter than the sun. I'll ask for help when I need it. I love you, world, and you know it. My life will pop like a toaster to the nearest door that will open for me. Believe in the love you have gave to others. Donovan McFarland, 2017.
An anonymous poem by a Brookings Harbor High School student. The rough overgrown terrain. Logs and roots cover the ground. Riding through mud puddles, the dirty water splashes on my feet. All you can hear is the sound of the engine.
My name is Erin Green, and my poems are haikus, which is a Japanese form of poem. It is three lines. The first line has five syllables, the second line has seven syllables, and the last line has five syllables. My poem's name is The Seasons. So the first one is summer. Laughing, singing, fun. After spring has sprung, this year, fun in the sun today. Spring. The clock of life springs forward to bring new life to this brand new world. Fall. Leaves turn crisp and bright, and the weather turns colder. It's time for school again. Winter. Ice crystals fall now. Time for lights. Time for fights in the snow. Time for fires inside.
We now return to the powerful poetry segment of our Bruin Radio Show, with poetry written and read by students of the Brookings Harbor High School.
A beautiful viewpoint by a Brookings Harbor High School student. I feel the gusts of wind rolling off the waves and into my face, turning it red with frigidness. I see the white caps of broken waves smashing against the sand and reforming stronger than ever. I smell the assaulting salt in my nostrils, making my face turn sour, along with the taste of salt in the air, and the feeling of mist coming off the breaking waves, with the sound of gulls calling, attacking my ears from the bay.
My name is Samantha German. The inspiration behind my poem is I and my friends tend to think of me as a more happy, bright person, as an optimist, the half glass half full kind of person. And so this is my poem. They found a little courage that simmered in the sun. They blended it with patience and just a spice of fun. They poured in hope and laughter, and then with a sudden twist, they stirred it all together and made an optimist.
Our programming comes to you on KCIW in Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 LPFM.
Thank you. Somebody threw away a perfectly good white boy.
Well, I could fix that, though.
Was the original composition No Darling, created by musical artist Touchless Remover, also known as Derek Thomas Dew, friend of Powerful Poetry and Bruin Radio. Check him out on SoundCloud under the name Touchless Remover. We now return to the Powerful Poetry segment of our Bruin Radio show with poetry written and read by students of the Brookings Harbor High School.
Ode to a Flower by an anonymous Brookings Harbor High School student. A flower is a beautiful thing. Flowers are cello notes. They can even cause birds to sing. Flowers cannot be captured by anything ever wrote. All a flower needs to stand up tall is water and sun, which is a little braver than the rest of us. We are all too small. Flowers fall faster because they are able to serve their purpose in a small amount of time. They are not fake, not made of plaster. Flowers do not worry about others. They are merely focused on blooming. Something many people have not learned. At the end of the world, flowers will not be the ones that get burned.
My name's Natalie Garcia, and I made a poem about both of my sisters who I love so much. They are always there. They're like my other two moms that have always been there. And when I started writing this, I thought, oh, I better be poetic and deep. But no, I just tried to be happy. I made it how they make me feel. All right, so. Myra, the mere mischievous older sister. Laura, the lazy, lanky, quite frankly, the list goes on forever. My sisters, as goofy and sophisticated as they are the greatest people I've met by far. They are the structures to my unsteady mind. Like a surgeon needs their hands, I could never live without them. My greatest inspirations and aspirations. What a life to live surrounded by love.
An anonymous poem by a Brookings Harbor High School student. You were a goner since the moment she stuck up for you. You were lost in the fervor in her eyes and the curves of her hips. You were doomed to be hers from the moment you realized she was different. Isn't it funny how they portray the road to loving someone as falling? Because really, it's more like you're drowning. You end up needing more, 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 giving and giving until you've got nothing left, and she still wants something else. But it doesn't surprise you how nothing works out. Because just like everything else, this was destined to fail as well. You knew that, you did, and you loved every minute of it, until you didn't.
You've just listened to some original powerful poetry written and performed by the students of Brookings Harbor High School as part of National Poetry Month. We look forward to continuing to air the creative works of the students of our school. That was The Cold in the Book by Derek Thomas Dew. We also heard No Darling during our intermission, and our intro and outro bumper music is a selection from the original composition Black Rookery by the same artist. Derek Thomas Dew is also known as Touchless Remover on SoundCloud. Check him out, he's a friend of the show.